Any complementary strategies that you have seen that have been effective?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in, trying to engage the host, which means, to proactively have the patient involved in his treatment. Not a scenario that you are the treating physician and you're giving the orders and you're not listening to what the patient's preferences are. I try to get my patients as active as they can. So if they were doing sport before and they stopped sport, I say to them, why did you stop sport? I said, well, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 weeks ago, so I stopped cycling. I said, well, you're going to go home today and you're going to carry on cycling. So I think that that's a big thing, keeping our patients as active as they can, because whatever happens to them, if their bodies are fitter, they're going to be able to cope much better with the symptoms of the disease and the side effects of the treatment.
Any comments on the issue of depression in pancreatic cancer? Obviously, there's a lot of reason to be depressed just in terms of the situation, but do you think it goes beyond that? And in some way, there may be a paraneoplastic part of it, or what's your experience in general with depression?
Yeah, it's definitely evident on a lot of our patients. Some of it I'm never quite sure because, also there's not much ignorance about what it means to have pancreatic cancer and the prognostic implications of the diagnosis. So the patients come in normally very well informed and it's very clear to them, what their prognosis is. And they're quite surprised sometimes if you say, if you even give them a bit of hope, because sometimes they're not even expecting any hope. I think that that's a big thing as well. What I try and do with my patients is to bring it up and say to them, are you depressed? How do you feel about this? Or your wife's telling me that you've been like this or like this. How do you feel about it? Do you want treatment? Do you want medical treatment? Do you want to go to a psychologist? There's things that we can do for you to help you. So also be very thoughtful about that. In regard to your question about what is actually the reason for the depression, I'm sure that there has to be some cytokine or metabolic reaction as well. I don't think it's just getting a diagnosis of cancer and pancreatic cancer that's causing the depression. I think that in some of the patients, I think there may be probably either some kind of physiological process that's part of it. We just don't know what it is.